Government moving to make education a legal right, and Finance Minister urges PAYE workers to spend their money responsibly. You're tuned into House Matters. Welcome, and thanks for joining us. I'm Aldine Campbell. The government is looking to implement legislation to make it illegal for children to be barred or denied access to education, particularly at the secondary level. This was disclosed by Prime Minister Andrew Holness during the sitting of the House of Representatives on Tuesday. Mr. Holness says while access to education is not clearly defined in the Charter of Rights, the Education Regulations and Child Care and Protection Act place an obligation on the state to provide access to educational opportunities.
As a matter of policy and law, therefore, Jamaican children are entitled to freely access public education up to age 18 and should be attached to an institution of learning up to that age. If this is then the law, policy, and social consensus, then no Jamaican child seeking to access publicly provided education should in any way be discriminated against, barred from, or denied access to education.
The Prime Minister says he has directed the Minister of Education, Youth and Information to examine the existing legislation with a view to make it illegal for any child to be denied a right to secondary education. Meanwhile, Mr. Holness says the government acknowledges that parents play a critical role in supporting schools and has implemented guidelines for non-mandatory contribution. He urges stakeholders to partner with schools in order to ensure that the quality of education continues to improve, even as the government deepens its support for institutions.
The removal of auxiliary fees is not a forced promise, but a reiteration of this administration's commitment to ensuring that every child can learn, every child must learn, through the provision of equitable access to core educational resources.
Minister of Finance and the Public Service, Audley Shaw, is urging the over 250,000 Jamaican pay-as-you-earn PAYE workers who have benefited from the first phase of the government reform personal income tax plan to spend their money responsibly. Mr. Shaw was addressing Tuesday's sitting of the House of Representatives. On July 1, 2016, there was an increase in the annual general personal income tax threshold from $592,800 to $1,272.
Mr. Speaker, this phase of tax reform is a signal to the Jamaican people that this government wants to put back more into their pocket. And we are expecting in return higher levels of personal productivity at the workplace.
The finance minister notes that the government has begun the shift towards indirect taxes, adding that this comprehensive tax reform will leave more money in the pockets of ordinary Jamaicans. He says the shift towards indirect taxes away from direct taxes such as personal income tax is consistent with global trends and enhances economic growth. The second phase of the government's reform personal income tax plan will take effect on April 1, 2017, and will see the personal income tax threshold moving to $1.5 million. And the government is seeking to put measures in place to better protect children entangled in custody disputes between parents, particularly in cases of abduction. These measures include strengthening the Children, Guardianship and Custody Amendment Act 2016, which members of the Senate approved in the Upper House on Friday, July 22. Leader of Government Business, Senator Kamina Johnson-Smith, says the bill is critical given that the incidences of child abduction continue to pose a serious challenge in light of the ease of international travel and the rising divorce rates, among other issues.
The enactment of this law, the Children, Guardianship and Custody Amendment Bill, will allow for the expeditious return of children wrongfully removed from their custodial parent and usual place of residence. It will also bring an end to the emotionally draining situations while providing legal certainty as much as possible in family law cases.
The bill seeks to give effect to the government's decision to enact legislation to implement the terms of the 1980 Hague Convention on Civil Aspects of International Child Abduction and to facilitate Jamaica's accession to the convention. That's it for this edition of House Matters. Join us again next time for what's happening in the Houses of Parliament.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.